On Monday night, Huna Totem Corporation's plan to build a new downtown cruise ship dock cleared what was essentially the last hurdle that stood in the way of the dock either being built or denied. It was a win for tourism development when cruise ship tourism and its growth is an increasingly divisive issue in town. But Deputy Mayor Greg Smith, who voted in favor of the lease, says approval of the project doesn't necessarily increase the number of tourists in Juneau.
With or without this dock, we will still have 5 ships in town. This is not the vote, or this is not the question on what is the future of tourism, and that is still undecided and unknown. This is, you know, should we allow a 5th dock and the benefits that it brings, and in my opinion, it is worth supporting.
Huna Totem Corporation, an Alaska Native corporation that owns Icy Strait Point Cruise Port in Huna, plans to develop a piece of the Juneau waterfront along Egan Drive, next to Juneau's Coast Guard Station. Assemblymember Alicia Huskandes, who was the only member to vote against the lease, says she doesn't think it's in the best interest of the residents who will feel the impacts the most.
And so I ask myself, is this the right thing? Is there a rush? Have we truly done the planning to make this decision? And I do not think we have.
The dock will be constructed in Gastineau Channel, accompanied by a waterfront development called Auk Landing. The development will include underground parking, retail space, and a culture and science center. The Tidelands lease is set to last for 35 years. The Assembly's vote Monday night came after multiple rounds of public testimony, both in favor and against the development. Huna Totem and supporters of the new dock say it would help disperse tourism downtown and ease vehicle congestion. Kerry Crocker, who leads the local international longshore and warehouse union, calls the dock a big win for Juneau.
I spend about 2,000 hours a summer downtown. I'm the dock foreman for all 4 docks, and we service all the ships that are over 1,000 feet. I can assure you that the downtown congestion will definitely be dissipated with the new dock.
However, critics of the project, like Joan Wilkerson, says she's worried about the dock's proximity to her home and the health impacts the ships could have on the air quality. She asked the Assembly to postpone the vote.
Adding yet another ship pumping more poison into the air right under our windows is not welcome.
Part of the agreement with the city is that there can be no more than one ship docked there in a 24-hour period. The city has previously signed agreements with cruise lines that put in place a 5-ship limit in Juneau and limits the number of daily passengers that come to Juneau beginning in 2026. Huna Totem is also required to provide electrified shore power within 2 years after a power line to connect it is built within 25 feet of its property line. Once the shore power is available, all large ships using the dock must use shore power instead of ship power, which uses fossil fuels. The Assembly added a few conditions that Huna Totem must agree to before members voted to approve the lease. One is that the corporation must provide the city with assurance from the Coast Guard that the dock will not obstruct the icebreaker expected to be homeported in Juneau. Another condition includes only allowing ships with 4,500 passengers or fewer. Russell Dick, the president and CEO of Huna Totem, was not immediately available for comment on the project's approval or to share more information about the development's next steps. In Juneau, I'm Clarice Larson.